result of the 2022 presidential primaries. And there are 14 candidates, having got 9 that voluntarily withdrew. The first person, Honorable Chukwu Emeka Nwajuba, scored 1 vote. Secondly, Engineer David N. Umahi, 38 votes. Third, Pastor Bolahan Bakari, 0 vote. Fourth, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, 1,271 votes. Ahmed Rufai Sani, 4 votes. Chibuke Amechi, 316 votes. His Excellency Yemi Osinbajo, 235 votes. His Excellency Rochas Okorocha, 0 votes. His Excellency Yahaya Bello, 47 votes. His Excellency Ten Jack Rich, 0 votes. Dr. Oponaya Onu, 1 vote. His Excellency Senator Ahmed Lawan, 152 votes. Senator Ben Ayade, 37 votes. Chief Ikiobasi Mokelu, 0 votes. This is to certify that Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, having scored the highest number of votes cast, is hereby declared winner.
And also hereby a contestant for the 2023 general election in February. Welcome to the Big Hat Facts of 99.3 Nigeria Info. And it's a continuation of the conversation we had from 3 and the reactions to Super Wednesday, the emergence of Bola Ahmed Tinubu as the candidate of the All Progressives Congress. You hear the results from Atiku Bagudu, the governor of Kebbi State, and as well as the chairman of the Electoral Committee for the All Progressives Congress. Earlier on, we saw Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso emerge as the candidate of the new Nigeria People's Party. And as we speak, the Social Democratic Party is picking its presidential candidate. Get the name across to you. So it's a big day for the politics as the parties are running to the finish line, or deadline rather, set by the Independent National Electoral Commission. So we're getting your reactions shortly. I'd also be touching bases in Abuja with the National Publicity Secretary of the All Progressives Congress, Felix Mocha, very shortly. He's had a very busy day. He's telling me that he's just been able to grab his first meal in several hours. And that's how the work goes when you have this sort of political event. So we get across to Felix Mocha, we get reactions, and understand they got a quick NWC meeting going on, and then we can get to that. Now, those of you who sent messages earlier on WhatsApp, I did not abandon your messages. Again, to send us messages on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Congratulations to Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu as the APC's presidential flag bearer. Your true political strategist, start putting supposed ministers on the waiting list. Who he hasn't had, well, this is his opinion. Let me continue. No time to waste. Nigeria must work. Please, Mr. Tinubu, a note of warning in advance. Your government should be devoid of Oluomoizim rascality. Congratulations to Rotimi Amaechi for picking second position. God bless Nigeria. Comrade Akpan Silas from Agodo. So I hope I am now vindicated, Comrade Akpan Silas. I've read your message. Let's see. We have some more messages from the 3 o'clock hour. congratulations to the master strategist and the real game changer, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the kingmaker who has become the king proper. A pity to the so-called youths who are ranting all over the internet with physical energy but no wisdom and strategy. Political will be shocked again 2023. The North have the plans well thought out. 8 years of Asiwaju and power returns back to them. We're here playing sectional and regional politics. All these southerners talking about northern governors playing a script are indirectly admitting that the South is too divided to make a decision. Pressures from Bagada, I hear you. My name is Michael. Good that we have Atiku from PDP, Tinubu from APC, and Peter from Obi from Labour. I would like to call and plead with Kwankwo So and Professor Oshibajo to join with Peter in Labour Party and form a formidable team. We are more than ready to vote this term for a better Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. That from Michael. Shakumaku Makushi to you, Damian from Ijesha, who says, all I'm saying is we should start that awareness today, and most of all, be fervent in our prayers because they are not sleeping on their oars. Damian. All right, I hear you, Damian. My name is Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende. Please, those candidates that step down for other candidates, will they get their 100 million back? That's an interesting question. But my 50 kobo, the 100 million is investment in their party. It's not coming back. We all knew aspirants that step down for nothing. It's money change hand. And of course, the money must be recovered when eventually become president. Prince from Aja, I hear you, sir. Tunde Max from Badagry writes, once again, politics in Nigeria has been proven that it's based on money. Delegatocracy, I will call it. Now we have two personalities who would outdo themselves by spending on vote buying in order to secure Asurok. Best of luck to us. Tunde Max from Badagry. We hear you too. Benjamin from Ikeja says, having Bola is a good set for Atiku and Obi for Nigerians to decide 2023. But it's sad that money brings imposing candidate from president. Benjamin from Ikeja. Several messages. I hope I'm doing a good job going through these messages because there's so many. Good afternoon, sir. So if we have some illiterate as delegates, that means they can't even hear the speech of BAT, which is the acronym for Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and the rest. So what on earth convinced them to cast their votes for whoever? Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, that's a story we'd have for another day. We'd love to hear what the delegate who voted, what made them vote to. Jonathan from Magboro, who says, this is quite great. Tinubu is a dogged fighter. He's resilient. I give it to him even though he's not my man. He's courageous. None of the two big contenders, he says. Where am I lost in? None of the two big elephants, rather, seems to please me. Inspired of this wonderful victory of BAT, I still take my stand with Peter Obi, Jonathan from Magboro. So, I tried, right? I went through all of the messages. Just before I clap my hands out, I tried. I get back to the messages for now, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is interesting. I have about another 10 messages to go through. So, I will go through the next 5 and go to the phone lines. And it appears that Felix Mocha is about set to take our interview now. This is Ajayi from Ekpe, who says that Tinubu becoming the president is a personal ambition for him, but not and who Nigeria needs at this time in our nation. The man is old. We cannot afford to go slow again. A president that will be in the hospital for most of his term, the president, which Buhari has said. Ajayi from Ekwe. All right. That's also a concern from a number of people, whether his advanced age will affect his decision-making. Christian from Ajah says the next president will be the APC national chairman after Tinubu. You mean Abdoulaye Adamu? Well, he's not. They never told us he's interested in running for office, but he goes on to say that's Christian. Ancestors will be ruling us until we get sense. Shakumaku Makushi to you, Nigeria, my country. Peter Fafa from Aja. Congratulations to Ashiwaju. He has shown resilience and I must commend him for his hard work. However, he should know the race has just begun. Eddie from Ikoyi. Awoyele Adebayo writes that, Omoni writes that, congratulations to Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I see him as the only one who can really contest with Atiku Abubakar. However, I don't think he's the best Nigerians need for now. We need a young, energetic, and highly intelligent man than all of these old men. Waheed says Tinubu is the leader we follow. Shakumaku Makushi to you. Olaide Cruz says, I have no one to congratulate as far as the life of ordinary citizens is deteriorating. What are we celebrating? The future of Nigeria is at stake. APC should celebrate whatever they like. It's never going to make Nigeria better. We have failed state under their watch. All they're after is election. Nigerian youths are the kingmaker, and in 2023, we shall see who makes the king. Olaide Cruz from Victoria Island. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines and take a number of calls now. I've done democracy now for the WhatsApp people, so they won't come with harpoons after me that I neglected them. So let's get your reactions. A lot of stuff happening. The aftermath of Bola Ahmed Tinubu's emergence and Rabiu Musa Kwakwaso and with the NNPP and the SDP's convention going on. Good evening, and what is your name, please?
Ifobo.
Axis is Christopher. Great to have
Kaku
you.
Marco.
Hey, Makushi.
Yala. The candidate for PDP congratulated the one that won from this today's run.
Right.
And what did he say in return? He described PDP as poverty party. During PDP reign, I don't think people starve. People go hungry, like what we're having today. All I had to say, the ball is in Nigerian's court to decide. You get my point?
Right.
And one of his supporters called is God. No. Take God out of this. You see how dollar was flying up and down. Yesterday we had some people get even up to $50,000. And somebody is saying, thank God that God has did. No.
Christopher, you saw someone who got $50,000. You know the person.
Oh my God. Chief Obo, you know you guys are always funny. You know there's what I call Koniman Dai Wayuman Beria. You know PDP when they were saying 40,000, 50,000. But this was up to $50,000.
Did you see the person?
Oh my God, we're hearing all these things yesterday now.
Christopher.
Even your man from Ibadan, the man in Abuja.
Yes.
When he was talking and he was mentioning he said no, the people that want to buy food or something, or the journalists. I don't remember how he put it. You remember?
Yes.
See, that was the money that was flying out. You don't go tell crocodile in the public, but at times we need to do that. So like I said, the ball is in Nigerian's court.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. Always a pleasure to hear his thoughts and analysis. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Great to have you join us on Hard Facts.
Yes, good evening.
Good. Great. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Bayo.
Bayo. So,
my name is Bayo.
Let's get your reactions.
Number one, please let me as I said it, and let me retreat what the last caller just said. I think we need to be careful, you know, even while we are playing and things like that, you know, by seeing anything that is not verifiable.
Right.
Like, that money he's trying to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, there is no way it's verified that, I mean, such kind of money were being displayed and things like that. That's number one.
Right.
Then number two, my own take is that concerning, I'm not a fan of Asajj Ahmed anyway, but at least, I mean, it's a well-deserved featuring, considering all the man has done, irrespective of whatever anybody could say. As far as, I mean, the lineup is concerned, I don't think there is anybody truly, just like what he has self-acclaimed at Abel Kuta the last time, that could match him. But going forward, lastly, going forward for us, it is the only ordinary in our, I mean, hands to like, okay, fine. Let's look at all these candidates. Of course, we have Peter Obi still there. I mean, let's leave political coloration out of this.
Right.
Let's look at the personality. So that Asajj Ahmed Tinubu as a match as APC presidential candidate and Atiku of the PDP and all that. That still should make people to really look at all this. If you think he does not worth it, then Atiku does not worth it. I think we have, that's the problem I think we have majorly. You see, when the wind, the wind has not blown, the no wind has not blown across other candidates, we actually don't see the thing. So and that's the problem we have. We have a lot of these guys out there. Nothing stops us from, okay, fine, this is what I want. Let everybody force their mind and let's see how, it's all played out. And who says, you know, there is a way God works things out. You might be thinking, fine, okay, maybe, you know, this is the man that many people have said, okay, fine, he couldn't perform based on the accident in Lagos, what is happening, kind of monopolistic way of, lifestyle and things like that. But we have had a worry that everybody put so much trust in him. And this is where we have found ourselves. I think I'm just putting my finger crossed right now. And let's see how it all plays out. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And it's great hearing you.
Hello, good evening.
Oh, Ufoma isn't here, unfortunately. He's gone to lick his wounds.
Good evening, Ogogo. This Friday from Igbelere.
Friday, go ahead, please.
You see, Ogogo, it's quite a pity that we are where we are, that the best candidate we can produce now is just Tinubu and Atiku.
But Friday, the other candidate, actually, not just Obote.
Let us face the reality. The region I blame most are the people from Southeast. Look at it, Ogogo. Ejaya Bello, we have more vote than Umai, the governor of Ebonyi State. Is that not laughable, Ogogo? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Which is even people from his own region who not even ram this man. I voted him. Look at the Niger Delta region, Ogogo. Look at Ameki, finishing second in APC. Wike finishing second in CDP. These are the two major parties. Like our papa, this we always say, that in politics, you don't allow, others will not just give it for you free. You work for it, you aim for it, you aim it, you work for it. But the people of the Southeast, what are they doing? Look at Rocha, zero vote. Where's Yaya Bello? Come for the something vote. Umai, come below Yaya Bello. Just a single stage. See, it is laughable. I think it is high time the people from Southeast put their head together. Because you people just say now that Peter Obi will give them a run for their money. Don't be surprised. At the end of the day, Kwaku Aso will finish in that election ahead of Peter Obi. You may finish third behind Tinubu and Atiku. Obi may finish fifth or sixth in that election because their people never come together to support the house. That is the problem of the Southeast. Thank you very much, Ogogo.
All right, thank you very much, Friday. Always a pleasure to hear Friday and his analysis. Hello and good afternoon. Do try call back and maybe better luck next time. 0700-993-993-993. And then female callers call this line 01465-71.
Hello, good evening.
7190. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, great to have you join us.
Etim from Satellite Town.
Etim from Satellite Town. Etim, please go ahead.
Congratulations to our national leader, Asuaju. This is the last battle that the ruling party APC is going to fight. They were fought by Konka. The victory, our landslide victory, our standing victory is already done, a done deal. So this is the battle that has left for the party and we have crossed that battle, we have won it. So those who see Atiku from the North will go for their own. In 2011, Jonathan.
Right.
Jonathan is sitting, he won the North. In 2011, Atiku. He did not win. So even all these ones are just taking, well, it is people from the Southeast who said they have been marginalized, they are this and that, they are the people who are reaching support and coming for Atiku to come back. They are saying Frani, this and that, Kokada here, Frani from the chair, this and that. These kind of people, I don't know where they come from. They should check themselves. 2023 is already done this. There's no mechanism that's sort of for PDP or Peter. Peter, who knows if in the North? Is you are not going to win election in the Southeast? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Some had truth there, but well, they say never, and an hour is sometimes a short 24 hours is a short time in politics for you to see things happen there. 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we're taking reactions to a day of big events. The NNPP's candidate, Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso, has emerged. The All Progressives Congress has Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The SDP already has a presidential candidate, even though they're having their convention and primary happening just at the same time in Abuja. But it's looking interesting as the candidates are beginning to emerge. On Friday, Rotimi Sankara and I will have an overview of the candidates. By then, at least 17 of the political parties who are fielding presidential candidates should have filled in the gap for their candidates to emerge. We'll go on a quick break. We come back, then we can have some more reactions to the candidate emergence in the political parties, and also hear from the APC's National Publicity Secretary. All of this you can hear and many more on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Sometimes I don't want to be happy. Don't hold it against me. If I'm down, just leave me there. Let me be, son. Sun's up already, want to lay down. Friends calling, are you really trying to go out? Dressed up to pretend. No. I could lie and say I'm fine. Maybe you'll stop calling then. I've got chips on my shoulder, only getting older. So I keep
Lazis custard, now the best thing for take start my day. It's smooth weller and it tastes nakbangba.
Mommy, Lazis custard, they yum yum for my belly.
You sabi say Lazis custard quantity, even plenty pass how much it cost? That na real value for money, oh.
Yes, so, now Lazis custard, all my friends, they rush go buy for market now, oh, since I tell them about them. Now three different helele flavors Lazis custard get, oh. Vanilla, chocolate, and milk. Now correct wakis for my family. Make you choose Lazis custard with smooth weller and carry pangba taste. Lazis custard, the ogbonge custard.
Oga Panepita, I have got my car for full body work.
Madam, look, we will shine this car. Eh?
Wait. This cough doesn't sound good at all. What are you doing about it?
Oga doesn't want to go to the hospital so that they won't say he has COVID-19.
No, now. Cough is a sign of different infections, including tuberculosis. You would only know which cough it is if you go for testing.
Kai, I've been coughing for more than 2 weeks now.
There's no need to fear. I have done this test myself. To know the right treatment for the particular cough you have, you must first get tested.
Oga, check amo. Make you day sure. Because
who no go? No go, no.
Check amo. Make you day sure.
If your cough is more than 2 weeks, it could be tuberculosis. Call the National TB Hotline on 3340 for information on where to get a free test. You can also call the NCDC Hotline number on 6232 for information about where to get a free COVID-19 test.
Hey there, heard about the Netflix mobile plan? Yeah. The new one that allows you watch loads of movies on your mobile phone for just 1,200 Naira monthly. I bet you're going to enjoy yourself without anyone disturbing you because it gives you access to all movies and shows on one screen. Perfect quality for your smartphone and tablet. Plus, it works on all iOS and Android devices. And it's designed specially for you. No squatters this time, just you. Sign up on Netflix.com today.
The Forum 2022, a one-day international colloquium with a theme, What Do Nigerians Want? Discussions will focus on the president Nigeria needs, restructuring and true federalism, the state of insecurity in Nigeria, the economy Nigeria needs to break forth, and more. Keynote speakers, Ifeasimama Precious Segbo, FCIB, PhD, Professor Oyelowo E. Oyewo, SAN, Dr. Ambassador Victoria Ekomo, and Pastor Itua Igudalo. Date, Monday, 13th June, 2022. Time, 11 a.m. Venue, Aztec Acom Event Center, 77 Ken Saruwiwa Road, former Stadium Road, Port Harcourt. For more details, call 0704-213-2217 or 0817-966-8251. Visit the website www.theforumnigeria.com. The Forum is organized by the Men's League of Christ Church, Port Harcourt.
I find the strength I need every time that I look into your eyes.
Love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
Get up in the morning, ready to conquer the day. Cause my money they grow every day with Persevo. So I step up with no stress, living the soft life. Oh yes, they safe got my back. So when I hear the, I know I'm making more. Save a lot for interest, bro. I know I'm making money every day. Building my future every day.
Download the Fair Money app today and make money every day at 10% interest per annum with Fair Save from Fair Money Microfinance Bank.
Making money every day.
My name is Nashegun, and I be village man. All of una way like to blame us village people because una business, you know, they do well. Say, una think, say, we don't get our own issue. I beg you, we village people don't get your time. Check yourself first.
Village people aren't the reason your business isn't growing. Introducing Money Point, a business bank that helps you realize your business dreams with easy access to quick loans, ease of payment collections, and general business management tools. Visit www.moneypoint.com and let's help you power your business dreams. Money Point, powering dreams.
Save money. It's Conga's Mid-Year Shopping Festival from 1st to 30th of June. Enjoy huge discounts for all products on Conga for our anniversary sales and other deals. Shop now.
Conga, the e-commerce group you trust.
Hello, sir.
I forbid.
Good morning.
I forbid.
Good day. My name is...
I forbid.
Good morning, madam. I
forbid.
Hello, how are you?
I forbid.
Hello, ma. My name is...
I forbid.
Oh, I forbid what?
What?
I forbid you to pay your rent yearly ever again. Starting from now, you can pay your rent in small monthly installments. Just send rent by WhatsApp chat to 090-5353-5333 or visit rent.creditclan.com. And in less than 5 minutes, you are free from the fear of finding all that money to pay your rent forever. Terms and conditions apply. Powered by Credit Clan.
I find the strength I need every time that I look into your eyes.
Love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info, 25 minutes to 6. What a long day for many of us on the media who have had to cover event after event, drama after drama. But finally, thankfully, the All Progressives Congress convention, presidential primary is over. We can heave a huge sigh of relief and that we can, especially those in Abuja. I was discussing with Solomon and Dahi, people can get back to work and get their lives back that have been disrupted because of the political events at the Eagle Square, and also too for a number of people directly connected with the primary and the politics. So we wait, and don't forget that overview and assessment of the presidential primaries for the political parties on Public Square. I was talking with Rotimi Sankore earlier on, and I was likening this to the Game of Thrones, especially for the All Progressives Congress. Maybe it turned out to be an anticlimax eventually in how Bolakwe Tinubu emerged as the winner. People thought there would be more fireworks and sparks and drama in the All Progressives Congress. The president did not eventually tell us who his so-called anointed candidate was. I wonder, maybe in his autobiography later on, perhaps he will tell us what happened in these days, the dramatic days leading to the primary. 08095975805 is the number on WhatsApp. 08095975805. And then on the lines to call, female line only, 01465-7190. And then the line to call for everyone else, plus the women also too, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993. Wait for the calls to come in. Some more messages on WhatsApp. Daniel from Okota says, those speaking about Southeast, well, he says, first, congratulations to BAT. Those speaking about Southeast are not friends or lovers of the Southeast. Southeast has become the weeping child of all other parts of Nigeria and Nigerian politics. But that's not true. You cannot thrive where you have not given opportunity to exploit your potentials. We are better and greater than what people think about us. In 2023 presidential election, the rest of Nigerians will know the Igbos better. Rochas Okorocha and Dave Umahi are not our candidates. Just take that to the bank, Daniels from Okota. Thank you very much, Daniel. Just getting some more reaction. Hello and good evening.
Yeah. This is Michael calling from Mustafa Jam Koko.
Michael, do you have your comments written down on paper? Do you have your comments written down on full scarf sheet? Because
I heard
you flipping through paper, but go ahead.
Let me make my comment briefly.
Go ahead.
The person they have anointed as a presidential candidate is not what that bothers us.
Right.
APC, PDP, they have messed up. These two old cargo, this is the time we will completely retire them.
Mm.
Their party will completely be out of this country.
Mm.
OB is our man. OB is our candidate that will transform this country. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Emphatic in what he thinks about the chances of Peter Obi, the Labour Party's candidate. We're taking some more calls and reactions. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us on 99.3 Nigeria.
Can you hear me?
We hear you clearly. What's your name, please?
Hello, this is Emmanuel for now.
Emmanuel, please go ahead.
Hey, for Nigeria, please. We are tired of all those people. I'm wondering why people are congratulating this man. Why are they congratulating him for?
Well, it's the freedom they have.
We suffered for over 7 years under Buhari.
All right. Oh, sorry about that lost connection. But it's democracy. People have the right to say what they have to say. I'm not going to be the one to tell people not to congratulate or to be upset. So feel free to express your thoughts and your opinion. But don't castigate anyone for his thought. I mean, that's the beauty of democracy. The multi-plurality of opinion and majority have their say. All right. Hello and good evening.
Hello. Yeah.
Great to have
Rita
you.
Rita from Badore.
Rita from Badore, please go ahead.
You know, I told you yesterday I was having headache because of this year choosing one. Finally, they finally choose. But nevertheless, I heard a lot of people saying the vote is going to share whatever. Because of that, people will not say, hey, fine, let me not waste my vote. Let me vote for this person.
Mm.
I am also from the north and I know my candidate.
Mm.
Never, whether Atiku or Tinubu, I don't think they are one of my candidates. So I know who to vote for. So if you know you have somebody in mind, never think that the North will take their vote to Atiku. For me and my fellow Northern, and I know myself, my family will never vote for him. So don't just bring yourself down by saying they will vote for you and they'll win. Just go out there and vote for your candidate and let's see what will come out at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you very much, Rita. Another open-minded person from the North. You've heard she's from the North, but doesn't also side with Bola Tinubu or Atiku Abubakar. So some of your conceived notions about how things happen in the North may not actually be so eventually. So back to the phone lines. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. What's your name, please?
This is Emmanuel calling from Ajah.
Emmanuel from Ajah. Go ahead.
See, I don't know Nigerians, they are confused. We are tired of Buhari.
Good.
We suffer for over 7 years now. They are still congratulating this man. Congratulating for what? Let me tell you one thing. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Tell you one thing.
No.
This man is going nowhere. Agbu, as I'm talking to you, I stay at Ajonda Bridge now. If you go to Ajagbu, everywhere, we want to continue with this kind of stuff in this country.
Mm.
Why are we not? Why are we Nigerians? We are not thinking. Congratulating who? 70-20 years. Congratulating who? Don't worry. Let's stay with you. Thank you very much.
All right. Emmanuel says next year we'll decide for the country. All right, there's still WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. I will get to WhatsApp in a short while. I'll take maybe two more calls, and I'll go on to the WhatsApp platform. Hello and good evening. All right, that one's still in Eagle Square. Let's get to someone in Lagos. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Good to have you join us on Hat Facts. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Valentine. Good evening.
Hey, Valentine, great to have you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Okay. There is something I need to... there's something I need to correct. An impression that was created by Friday. You see, people need to understand how politics is being played. You don't come to the radio and begin to castigate Southeast. It doesn't make any sense. You will ask yourself, how many delegates come from Ebonyi State? How many delegates come from the Southeast as a block? How many delegates? I know from my own state, Ebonyi State, 39 or 38
delegates come from Ebonyi.
Right.
Agogo, if me and you are contesting under primaries in APC, and you're from Lagos, you're pulling 60 or 60-something votes.
Right.
Okay?
Mm.
And I have that. Even if all the delegates from Ebonyi said vote for me, all you need is 40 votes to win that election.
Right.
True or false?
Very true.
What are people talking about?
So, how
many delegates come from Abia State?
Right.
How many delegates come from Imo State?
So, Valentine,
Reuters did not score a vote because Reuters is not in charge of that particular political party, because the governor of Imo State right now is not in charge of the structure of APC in Imo State.
Right. So here's something I wanted to even ask you, because Valentine, I don't know whether you're a member of the APC or you're just...
I'm not a member of any.
Okay, great. So help me on... Did you listen to the speeches from the Southeastern aspirants yesterday? Kenan Amani, Obonaya Onu...
Kenan Amani and Obonaya Onu.
Good. You saw the point they made, saying that one of the pillars of the APC is justice, and they said that had to be corrected because they were aggrieved with how it turned out.
Exactly.
But they didn't... I don't think they came up with any practical solution to this. They just vented their anger. But they did appeal to the leadership of the
party.
Can
I give you the practical solution?
Go ahead, please.
If you say we are living in fair, free and in a fair and just society, okay?
Right.
The northern governors gather together and say they want to feud a southern someone for presidency, right?
Good.
Then it simply means there is no strong candidate from the north that was meant to come out, and that's exactly what play out.
Mm.
There's no strong northern aspirant that came out for this primaries,
okay?
And that automatically moves the vote. And we know that most of the delegates, the people that had the highest number of delegates are mostly from the north.
Right.
Kanu had about 138, Kaduna and all that, you understand?
Mm.
By the time these votes move from that side of those people who are supporting. For example, if the Northerners have supported directly the Southeast, it would also make a difference.
Mm. All right. So
the thing is, it's almost an impossible thing, because I know there's one popular proverb in Igbo that says that me and me is always the first in every counting.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So people will tend to count themselves first.
Mm.
Before they count another person. You count your family members before you count your cousins and your neighbors.
All right, Valentine. Thank you very much.
Sorry, we're
good to have Valentine forever. I was loving his analysis before we lost the connection with him. But great point you make. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed and watch, especially the two parties, the APC and the PDP, going forward. What sort of systems they put in place to allow fairness, especially for the Southeast? Because the points Valentine made makes re-echoing some of the points made by the aspirants from the Southeast who appeared at the Eagle Square to canvass for votes, got a lot of people thinking. In fact, a lot of people said if Obonaya Onu had made this speech all across the country, perhaps it could have made a difference on his claims for a more fair and equitable system in how the Southeastern leadership have been treated in the APC. But we could go back to the phone lines and go back to WhatsApp first, and then I'll come back to the phone lines for our final batch of calls. These two parties, APC and PDP, are gonna go into extinction. Emperor Chuk says they're gonna go into extinction the American way from Alakpere. Let's see if that will happen. Daily from Lekki says the minority will have their say, majority will have their way. Daily, we hear you. If you listen to Ashiwaju's victory address, you will agree with me that health-wise, he's not sound. But nevertheless, let's wait until 2023. My name is Kowizi Worldwide. Robert Omoviro says, I greet you. Please, these two parties have committed a great blunder by granting bribery officially, as the EFCC was there live when they officially approved bribery by bribing delegates with dollars, another with foreign currency. But we didn't see, Chris called in, I was saying $50,000. And I said, well, we've heard all this, but basically allegations. We haven't seen anything to suggest that money was traded. We had a lot of things. I had thousands of dollars, but again, these things are in the realms of speculation, and sometimes you get... And interestingly, also, some of the aspirants accused the others. I remember the governor of Cross River State saying blatantly that don't sell, Rogers and Crocher, the same thing also too. So among themselves also too, they accused one another of bribe, but none of them also too, when they got to the podium, could prove this allegation. Okie dokie, we're going to bring this to a close, and maybe tomorrow, I hope I can get those of you who were waiting to hear from Felix Mocker. Honestly, he pleaded with me that he was very tired. We can get Felix Mocker in by 3 tomorrow to talk with him. But we'll spare the remainder of... Let's take two more calls. Let's take two more calls. We have the news at the top of the hour, and there's still more coming up after the news. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. But let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and good evening. Great to have you join us.
Good evening. This is Ibikunle calling from Lucky Five by Ikorodu.
All right, Ibikunle from Ikorodu, go ahead.
Tinubu said something which I want to say.
Go ahead.
He said, hatred will not kill your hunger. People should abandon hatred. Well, first and foremost, I want to congratulate Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. And the party, All Progressives Congress, for the successful convention that they just did. I have said it before now that the position of the southern governors has to be pushed by the PDP governors, that they needed to demand that the presidency must come to the south. It was unconstitutional. I said it on Nigeria Info here. So that is why I give kudos to those northern governors that insisted that the presidency must come to the south. And Tinubu has emerged. These people who are shouting Peter Obi, today, if presidential election is held in Anambra State, they will defeat Peter Obi.
Why do you say so?
Mark my word. I'm telling you, that is the reality. Do you know why Peter Obi left PDP? He ran away from humiliation. He didn't have any delegate. How many delegates did he have? You tell me. Ask somebody from Anambra State to tell you. Politics is different from all this Twitter, or this hatred. Get your house in order. The point the other man was making as to they didn't have... Look at, even in PDP, how many votes did the people who contested from the East, how many votes did they have? Even on this, how many votes did they have? Put your house in order.
All right.
So you are there just because of hatred. Tinubu will not shake Nikon, will not shake Nikon. Hatred will not kill your hunger. I quote the man. God bless Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much, Ibikunle. And Ibikunle's call will be the last. And so many messages and we're getting on WhatsApp, and all the lines are blinking. Everyone wants to have a say. But this conversation is just the beginning of the reactions. On Morning Crossfire tomorrow, there'll be more reactions to this, I'm sure, all the way to all our major shows. And when we get back on Hard Facts by 3, we'll also get more reactions to what is unfolding. It's the political season this week, especially because it's a countdown to the deadline for the political parties to submit their candidate list. So bear with us, those of you who don't like politics, but it's very important, especially for those who have not yet gone to register. Go and register at a local government close to you, and go. And I'm impressed by what I'm hearing coming from the southeast, especially, you could have mentioned Anambra State. Anambra State, a lot of people have been going to, we've been monitoring the wires, been going to register in Anambra State to vote. New voters, the numbers are massive. So please go and get your voter's card. It's very important that you vote and be a stakeholder. When you've done that part, we'll come back and talk about the other part, which is to listen very well and carefully to the candidates. Thankfully, there's a new electoral law. That electoral law means that we have more time to interrogate and ask those important questions before you arrive at a decision on who you should vote. And we'll guide you all the way. We'll provide you all of the angles. We'll give you all the questions. The only thing we won't do is to tell you who to vote for, but we'll point you in the right direction by asking, all of the important questions and the ones you will also provide for us to ask them. We will do that. But we'll make sure that you have all of the necessary information you should have in arriving at a decision on who should be the country's number one citizen, the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in 2023. So the messages, tell Sheriff to continue from where I stopped. You won't kill me with messages there. And then let's go on the next break. And we have the news at the top of the hour. See Yvonne Ohaifo waiting in the wings. And then we'll take it back from there once she's done. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.